This is KASU Jonesboro. I'm Jonathan Reeves. This is Making a Difference. Stories that feature organizations in our listening area. They're working to make a positive impact in the communities they serve. On Thanksgiving Day, multiple churches in Jonesboro will come together to provide the community a Thanksgiving meal at St. Bernard's Auditorium. The meal will include 400 pounds of turkey, which is donated by the Food Bank of Northeast Arkansas, 16 cases of dressing, 2 cases of gravy, 6 cases of cranberry sauce, 10 cases of green beans, 15 cases of rolls, and 1 case of butter. The churches also will provide desserts and other supplies. Chairman Jim Grisham says the event originally started in 1996 as an effort to feed the elderly at the church he attends.
Well, it started out of a group at the Methodist Church called Random Acts of Kindness. And there was a group of 10 or 12 of us, and we did an act of kindness without anyone knowing it. And then one day we decided that we'd feed Thanksgiving Day to elderly people in our church. We did it one time, and then the next year we found out the Baptist church was doing it. So we got together with our Baptist friends, and we put together an effort, and we did it at the Baptist church a couple of years. And then some of the people from the Baptist church and some of the Methodist church went together and decided, well, why don't we just do it for the community? And it grew from that. And today we've got probably 12 to 15 different churches, different denominations in town working together to put this dinner on for the people who are hungry, who are lonely, and who need a place to be on Thanksgiving Day.
Grisham notes that members of a committee usually come together in September to start working out the details for putting the meal together. He says the meeting at the 1st of September is the only meeting that is held. The different churches will provide the different parts of the meal and desserts. And Grisham says everything just comes together on Thanksgiving morning. Richard Carville's in charge of publicity.
We invite anyone who is hungry or homeless or who is lonely on Thanksgiving Day to come out and share the Thanksgiving meal with us. We will start serving at 11 o'clock. Mm-hmm. On Thanksgiving morning, and we'll serve till the food runs out. It's possible if someone cannot make it to St. Bernard's Auditorium, which is where we're going to be holding this this event, it's possible to order a meal delivered to one's residence. Now, we only deliver within the city limits of Jonesboro. We don't go outside the city limits of Jonesboro. So that's, unfortunately, we just don't have the staff to do that. And between now and Thanksgiving, in order to order a meal, folks who live in Jonesboro who fall within this category of the hungry, the homeless, or the lonely can call the First United Methodist Church in Jonesboro at 932-7479 and order a meal to be delivered on Thanksgiving Day. Now, that number will be good up until the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, and then there's another number to call on Thanksgiving Day.
And Carville says volunteers are a valuable part of this annual effort.
Obviously, we couldn't do this without a tremendous number of volunteers. Gosh, we had around 450 people last year who helped deliver the meals, who helped serve the meals, who helped greet folks as they came into St. Bernard's Auditorium, who helped clean up. And, of course, we've got just folks all over Jonesboro in many, many, many different churches who are preparing that meal. You know, you've got a casserole, a sweet potato casserole being prepared by this church. And then you've got cranberry sauce being prepared by another church. And you've got rolls being prepared by a third church. So there are lots of folks who are involved in this because it takes a lot of people to put this on.
The churches will prepare their components of the meal and bring them over to the St. Bernard's Auditorium Thanksgiving morning for serving. Carville tells about the different jobs volunteers do that morning.
We're asking that the volunteers be there about 9 o'clock on Thanksgiving morning, because there are things that have to be done in order to get ready for the serving, which is going to start in the auditorium at 11 o'clock. We need people to deliver meals. So if volunteers want to deliver meals, if they'll come between 9 and 10 o'clock, we'll begin to get those meals ready to deliver starting around 10 o'clock. And we'll need volunteers to kind of form a continuous line and circle in order to load those trays and to get them ready for people to deliver them to the community, for people who can't make it to the auditorium. You know, if you can make it, we ask that you come to the auditorium and eat. But if you're a shut-in or if you don't have transportation, if you'll call that 932-7479 number prior to Thanksgiving Day, we'll put you on a list, and we will see that a meal is delivered to you. But we need lots of volunteers on Thanksgiving morning, and we ask that they show up about 9 o'clock. Again, you don't have to tell anybody. If you just show up and help with delivering meals or serving meals or cleaning up the tables or setting the tables prior to that, that's when we need folks.
One volunteer who started helping last year with the event is Leslie Fowler. She's helping again this year and tells why she wanted to help.
I had heard about this for years, and I work for Community Mental Health Center, and a lot of my clients, this is how they have gotten a Thanksgiving meal through the years. Without this meal that's put together, they wouldn't have had a Thanksgiving dinner like you or I may have. And so last year when I went up there, and I'd heard about it for years, but last year when I went up there and actually saw everybody come together and enjoy it and the fellowship that was taking place, it was just something that I really wanted to play a bigger role in.
And Fowler tells how this event helps the community of Jonesboro.
The impact in the community is huge. Most people probably honestly have no idea how many people there are in this community who don't have some of the resources that we do. They may not know how many people struggle to put food on the table day in and day out, much less be able to put together a large Thanksgiving dinner. And so by doing this, those individuals who would otherwise not have a traditional Thanksgiving dinner, they're able to. They're able to have Thanksgiving dinner the same way that anyone else would.
Chairman Jim Grisham agrees.
Well, I think it brings the community closer together. I'm not sure who benefits the most. It's the people who comes and gets a meal or the people who come and serve. I think the people who serve get more out of it than the other people do. But we advertise it for the homeless, the lonely, and the hungry. And if you're sitting at home on Thanksgiving Day by yourself, you may have the money to go buy a meal. But if you're by yourself, you're welcome to come and eat with us. And we have a lot of people who do that. They come and sit and visit and talk to other people, just get out amongst the citizens of Jonesboro. And I think everybody gets a blessing out of it.
Richard Carville.
We know that there are homeless and hungry people in Jonesboro. And we know also, and they won't have anything on Thanksgiving unless they come to the community Thanksgiving meal. And that's why we do that. But we also know that there are people who are lonely. One example of that would be international students at Arkansas State University. They don't get to go home for Thanksgiving. Very few of them do. And so this will be a place that an international student can come and can share a Thanksgiving meal and the celebration of Thanksgiving as we do it in this country with other people who are in the community.
Last year, 1,483 meals were served. 800 of those meals were delivered. 450 volunteers helped in the effort last year. The number of meals goes up every year, and donations keep the cost of the meal low, averaging almost $2 a meal that's served. The hungry, the homeless, and the lonely are invited to attend this dinner at St. Bernard's Auditorium in Jonesboro, Thursday, November 22nd, starting at 11 a.m. More information on the Jonesboro Community Thanksgiving Meals available by calling the First United Methodist Church in Jonesboro at 870-972-7479. This is Making a Difference on KASU, which features organizations in our listening area that are making our communities a better place to live.